Hello, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for this week's edition of Stock Talk. The CME Group last week published a special executive report announcing the results of the annual reset of the daily price limits in the live and feeder cattle futures contracts. The new limits will take effect on Monday, June 2nd. For live cattle, the new initial limit will be $7.25 per hundredweight, up 75 cents from the current initial limit. The new expanded limit for live cattle will be $10.75 per hundredweight. For feeder cattle, the new initial limit of $9.25 per hundredweight is $1 higher than the current initial limit, while the new expanded limit for feeder cattle will be $13.75 per hundredweight. This reset was done in accordance with the adjusted formula, which came about as a result of the industry's request to reduce limits following the 2024 reset. Previously, the initial limit for live cattle was calculated by multiplying the 45-day average settlement price of the June contract by 4.25%. Under the new formula, it is multiplied by 3.5%. In other news, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association was pleased to learn that USDA Wildlife Services will again have access to M44 sodium cyanide devices, an effective predator control tool against coyotes. The Stockmen's Association worked with Senator Jerry Klein of Fezzenden, a strong agricultural advocate, during the recent legislative session on a successful resolution calling on the federal government to reinstate this powerful tool to address a growing coyote population that threatens cattle herds and sheep flocks. The resolution passed almost unanimously in the legislature and was instrumental in changing the course direction on this issue at the federal level. The legislature also helped the industry with coyote predation by injecting additional resources to support the agency's aerial missions. And speaking of the legislature, we were back in legislative mode yesterday when legislative management met for the first time in Fargo, sorting through the discretionary study resolutions and bills and setting priorities for the 25-26 interim. A couple studies selected are directly related to agriculture. One will explore the feasibility and desirability of an agricultural safety insurance discount program, while another will study water and wetlands regulations and the taxation of inundated lands in the state. Legislators will now be polled on what interim committees they wish to serve, and the assignments will be made. Committees are expected to start their work later this summer and fall, with final reports to be presented to legislative management in November 2026. Following the legislative management meeting yesterday, the NDSA joined with hundreds of others in celebrating the life of Representative Cynthia Schreiber-Beck of Wahpeton, who passed away last week. Representative Schreiber-Beck was a longtime member of the House Agriculture Committee and had special expertise in ag aviation and water and was a very strong supporter of the state's beef cattle industry. A common sense leader who had a love for animals, she certainly will be missed, and we extend our deepest sympathy to her family. And don't forget, the NDSA's spring roundups will kick off next week. In this listening area, meetings will be held in Hazen on Monday, Kildare on Wednesday, and Stanley the following Tuesday. Each meeting begins with a social at 5 and a supper at 6 p.m. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef cattle industry in North Dakota. To learn more and to get the full details on next week's spring roundups, visit ndstockman.org or call us at 223-2522. That's a wrap for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.